Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master B.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing addition, and rappers are coming to get them put on. We need a platform to fight amazing. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content and you did it. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve to build.
We
got control,
we beat, we fight our beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's an aggressive society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Tupac and P, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. This the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangs across. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming
in
strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's Boy Prez. I got Pittsburgh Pat on the line. It's a Murder Master Music Show. Tell everybody who we got tonight, brother.
Man, we got one of the dopest MCs in the underground right now. The homie Blackistan. He got a new project coming. Honor to have this dude on, man.
Let's bring him on. What's up, Blackistan? How you doing, brother?
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's good to have you on the show, man. I've been down with you for a few years now, man. I really like this song y'all got out right now. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this upcoming project you got coming, man?
Yeah, hold up, man. Let me get the I'm about to put this airpiece in real quick. Hold up. Yeah, man, we working, man. Me, Stu, and Smooth, you know, we collabing right now. Kind of just started, like, we don't even got a title for everything yet. We a couple joints in, and Stu kind of orchestrated it. Obviously, I'm a fan of Smooth. You know, he's one of the illest up-and-coming dudes. You know, newer guys on the scene that's just dope. You know what I mean? He's doing it the traditional way, and he's a super talented dude, man, and it's an honor to work with him. And, you know, we got the joint with Smooth, me, Stu, and Smooth, and we got a couple guests on there. But we kind of, you know, we a couple joints in, and we just feeling everything out. But what we got so far is all crazy, all hard records, man.
I heard the first joint you guys put out. Is it called Don't Judge Me? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Don't Judge Me, yeah.
I heard that, and I was like, man, I need to get these dudes on the show, man, because it's good to hear shit like that right now, man. And you're a guy from Connecticut, right? You're from Connecticut, right?
Yeah, I'm from CT, man.
Okay, you're a guy that I got put on to by King Magnetic. I'm from Pennsylvania. He's from out my way, and I'm a fan of his. We interviewed him, and me just following him, and you know, Army of the Pharaohs and everything. So why don't you give us an idea of how you got hooked up with Army of the Pharaohs, and you're down with the Demigods too, right?
Yeah. The Demigods is like that's the hometown team right there, you know. That's like a Connecticut, you know what I mean, a Connecticut movement right there with Apathy and one of the heads of the demigods is like self-titled, you know what I mean? And MC Esoteric from the Army of the Pharaohs as well. And, you know, I knew Apathy for a while. We used to do a radio show together. And, you know, that we did that radio show for maybe 3 years or 4 years. And we got really close over that period of time. And through that whole time, we never even really made any music together. You know, we was just kicking it, and we grew really tight through the mutual love and respect for the music and the culture of, like, just real hip-hop, you know, and independent hip-hop. And, you know, it just happened organically. You know, one day it was like, yo, it just felt right. And dudes was like, well, why don't you roll with the demigods? And he ran it through all of the powers that be, and everybody was on deck. By that time, we was all family. And around that time, I was putting out my first, like, real releases through an independent label, which is Brick Records out of Boston. Shout out to Brick, Truth Elemental, Papa D, and Karma, man, which was home of 7L and Esoteric, and Brick used to be Land Speed, or Traffic Entertainment used to be Land Speed, and they were tightly associated with, like, Vinnie Paz and the Army of the Pharaohs, and it just was all one big family. So by the time I did my first record, I was already in a circle with Paz and Outer Space and everybody, and it was just like mutual camaraderie, man. We was doing shows together, and we just got to know each other. Just I started to meet all the Pharaohs kind of individually, and everything organic happened because I was already in a circle with the demigods, and I was already in the loop with Brick Records. So everything is just, it's just family. None of it was contrived. It wasn't like, you know, I was shopping records to dudes trying to, you know, get recruited, and it just, circumstances just fell together, and I just fell into that fold, man. And you know, it was a big thing, man. You know, I looked around one day, and I was like immersed in some of the underground's elite MCs, and I was like, oh shit, how the fuck did I get here? You know what I mean? Oh my bad, can I curse or whatever? Like,
oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. So
we're the Murder Master Music Show. Man? You know, you got a curse on here. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
When you said that you used to do a radio show, were you already rapping at that point?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been rapping forever, man. I've been rapping since I was real young, man. Like I did talent shows and all of that as a kid. You know, I was still around the way in the neighborhood. So in the mix of me kind of doing rap, you know, around the way, I never really ever thought that I could ever, like, really let music out. You know, at one point, and when I was about 15, I was kind of in a loop with some local guys that was, you know, running a studio and putting out records. And I made it to vinyl. But it wasn't like a solo project. It was just like I was featured on the local thing. That was like the first thing. Maybe a year or so after that, I got in trouble and I went away for a while. But, you know, I never looked at rap as anything more than just something that, you know, we just did when we smoked and got high. You know, we listened to Mobb Deep, Nas, Wu, and you know what I mean? And we used to just try to emulate that just for fun. As you know, we were just smoking, getting high, whatever. So, you know, it wasn't until after I came home from a little bit or whatever, I started to really take it serious. And during the bit is when I started to hear, like, underground hip-hop, you know, like the R.A., the Rugged Man, the Fun Crusher, you know, what was that? LP and them group, man, and you know what I'm saying? And what was that? Company Flow, the High and Mighty, yeah. You know, I started to hear stuff like that, The Last Emperor, and around that time when I was hearing that was when hip-hop started to get whack, you know, like the mainstream hip-hop just got really soft, and, you know, and it was making a shift, so I was happy to find an alternative, you know, like with the first Eminem record was hard, and the Pharoah Monch record that was out at that time, I think it was Internal Affairs or something like that. And it just, I was discovering underground independent hip hop, you know, and it just kind of opened me up as I was listening. I was like, you know, wow, you know, there's people out here rhyming about things that I'm into. And, you know, like hearing the, I say this on every interview, man, but like the Last Emperor record was pivotal. You know, it was like, it was a pivoting point. Like, I was like, wow, like somebody could really write a record like this, you know what I mean? And it just opened me up. And then I just started to really get into the persona of Blackest Man. And so by the time I came home, I was like, I was kind of itching to like kind of see what I could do, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. That's like the edited version of it. So my answer for that one.
Yeah, well, when you mention people like The Last Emperor and Pharaoh Monch, and you're talking about the underground scene with true lyricists in it, that's kind of how I got in, like, fully involved with underground music, was the first time I was exposed to a Lyricist Lounge CD. And there was just nothing but MCs on there. And it just, like, the more you got into each artist, it just was like a different tree. And there was just so many artists involved, like so many affiliated artists with, you know what I mean? Like through each person that was on that album. And now I see where we are nowadays, where there's, I mean, the underground is huge. You know what I mean? There's many different subcultures and different genres. So like when people complain about what the mainstream is doing, I'm like, man, well, what do you like? Because all the stuff that we used to like is still here, plus some. I mean, there's a bunch of dope ass MCs now.
Oh yeah, man. And it's like, shout out to Shabam Sadiq, man. That's like, that was one of the guys that I was listening to too. And then, you know, it all of this is like, I get out and, you know, and I'm meeting these guys, and it's crazy for me, you know, because these are guys that I was listening to, studying their rhymes, and, you know, I was sharpening my pencil, you know, to come out, or my pen and my sword to be like, wow, you know, now I'm in the bracket, you know, and I'm in the ranks with these guys, you know, so these guys are my peers now. And it's crazy. And, like, it's a beautiful time for music because of the independence, you know what I mean? And it's an alternative. It's like, it's so many different ways and so many, like you said, subcultures and subgenres, you know. You really can't be mad. You just got to seek out what you into and just stay in that zone and just block out the rest, you know. So it is a beautiful time with independence, you know. You can have a career in hip-hop when you want to have a career in hip-hop. And when you say, and you just make your music and you put it out there and you push it, and you can create your own lane, or you can jump in a lane that you fit in. It's a beautiful thing, man, really. It is, man. I don't really fuck with all that mainstream. I mean, you know, there's a couple joints that I rock with, a couple guys that I like, but it's like, you know, that's not really what I do, you know?
Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It seems like when we go into the underground and the independent scene, I get that essence of what we all knew is, you know, in the 90s and before that, to where, like, if we think of, like, our favorite albums of all time, if you really look at those albums, like, there's no dance record on it. There's no club record. There's not, you know what I mean? And, like, nowadays it just seems like there's in the mainstream, there's a formula of what your album should sound like. But it's like, man, what was the strip club joint on Wu-Tang's first album? You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't one. It was fucking one of the best albums ever. You know what I mean? Same with, like, Illmatic and shit. So, like, I feel that the underground and independent is, like, the way to go, just because you do what you want. And, like, usually the artists are fans of the classic hip-hop in its truest form, and that's what you get from the artists now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I respect you, because, man, the first time I heard you was a few years ago. I was actually in prison, too. And there was a kid there, like, we used to get tapes in there, you know, like, they were illegal, but we used to get tapes in there. And this dude used to tell me about you all the time, and I never really took him serious. He didn't really, like, know too much hip-hop, but he kept telling me about you, and then finally he gave me your tape, and it was that Me Against the Radio tape.
Wow, and yeah.
I was blown away by it. I was like, holy shit. And it was like right at the end of my bid. And
wow, yeah.
You were one of the first people I looked up when I got out. You know what I mean? When
wow.
I came home, you were one of the first people I heard. Because it was something that, like, I mean, you got to understand, I was exposed to nothing but radio and video shit while I was in jail. Like, whatever they was playing is what I was exposed to. So when I came, like, I didn't know that people were still doing that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, Soulja Boy was the biggest rapper in the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, is there anybody still making this shit that they was making when I left, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I checked that joint. That was the first joint I got from you, and then like, I went and just got a bunch of shit. Like, that Watson and Holmes, I love that joint, man. The joint you did with Stu Bangers, I love that joint, the Watson and Holmes.
Thank you, man.
And that's why I'm real excited about this project you guys are doing right now, you and Smooth. And Smooth is actually going to be on the show. He was actually scheduled for this time slot right here, but some things came up last minute. So what we're going to do is we're going to add him to the second part of this interview. So we're probably going to run this next time.
Yeah.
So shout out to him. I want to give you the floor real quick, and I want you to plug whatever you want, like your social media, any like tours or anything you got coming up. And then we'll play the track, and I will let you get out of here, man.
Yeah, man. Yo, y'all can look me up, whoever listening or whatever, man, at Blackistan, BLACASTAN, on Instagram, at Blackistan, at Blackistan on Twitter, and at Blackistan everywhere else. Anything you're looking for, you can find on iTunes. You can also find some of my joints on brutalmusic.org. Shout out to my brother Stu, my brother Columbion, my brother Correct One, all the Pharaohs, all the demigods, all the real hip-hop heads. Yo, you now rocking with Blackistan, a.k.a. Black for Foley, a.k.a. Blackistanley Kubrick, a.k.a. Blackest Stan Lee, a.k.a. Blackitola Khomeini. Yo, new joint with Smooth coming 2018. Another Watson at Holmes joint coming, part three. And we just going to keep on keeping that real hip-hop alive, man. Shout out to all the supporters and fans and everybody just keeping it true. And brother, thank you, man. You just gave me so much inspiration, man, because it's like certain times you think about, damn, you know, am I going to really continue doing this at X, Y, Z? And when you had, you know, like when you locked up, you at your lowest point, man. You know what I mean? And when the music helps to get you through it, that's really, really powerful, man. So I know exactly what you felt when you heard my shit. Because that's the same way I felt when I was hearing Shabam Shadiq, or when I was hearing, you know, Kool Keef, or when I was listening to Pharaoh Monch, or any of the other greats, man. You know what I mean? So, yo, that's much love, man. I'm happy y'all here, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep it going. Shout out to Smooth, man. And we got some heat coming for y'all, man. Before I took this call, I just got through recording a couple verses and taking my time chiseling out, you know, my half of the record and everything like that, man. So we vibing, man.
Hell yeah, man. I can't wait to hear the whole project, man. I know that's just going to be dope. And we'll keep listeners updated on the release date and everything like that, man. And again, man, I appreciate you coming on, man. Keep doing your thing, man. We need MCs like you, bro.
Yo, peace, man. Much love, bro.
Thanks a lot, man.
100.
Yo, I don't ride waves and I don't follow fags. This is for them new rappers, all of them fags. I'm revered for my notepad, no need for swag. They deface in the art form, rap.
retro, I'm a relic of the 90s. I was really there on the corner with my crimeys. The era of the Philly blunts, 40 ounces Timberlands. Dead ass niggas was shook, still trembling. Smoke clouds in the Chevy Beretta. Bumping only my beat, Nas, AZ, and Mega. Yeah, yeah, the 90s was a glorious time. I was a student, studying notorious rhymes. Still dabbled in the hustle, pushing packs for pit. Doubled up, he fronted me what I copped and shit. Meaning if I bought a half ounce, he front me another. I ain't proud of it, but at times I served my mother. Don't judge me.
On anything less than a bird,
don't judge me.
On anything you heard from my herd,
don't judge me.
All of that is quite absurd. We getting money in the hood right off the curb.
I don't gotta say much to none of these rap cats. I really rest my head out of the crib that I stash gas. $2,000 packs, the type of shit you shouldn't put on wax. Yeah, I sold cracks, do rag dash, air max. My niggas used to fuck hoes and throw them away. Blue rags, black rags, and some were charcoal gray. Here to stay, we ran the whole hood. See, we was up to no good. Some cats 6 feet in wood, I seen it coming. Having beef with some opposites. The left side, we rocking it. Some cardboard boxes and pop locking. We played the block for profit. Remember running down on niggas' pockets. And Tyson killing everything in boxing. The beat switched the way I flip a bitch. The dice game, I'm rolling trips. Shit out, my rolling 60 crips. My life is like a mob flick and shit. I steady click and aim the grip. Then slide off in the six. Bitch.